The 134 million children born this year face an exciting future. Some will create their own jobs. Some will create entire industries. Others will apply their critical thinking to solve problems humanity has wrestled with for decades and even centuries. Some will be artists or athletes. Some will lead their generation. Others will simply lead their families. Whatever these students decide to do with their lives, their education should be a help, not a hindrance. The question is, can the system we currently have deliver the education the graduates of 2030 actually need? At the moment, high school education is largely skewed toward funneling students into higher education. And as good as that may have seemed in the past, it may be too one-dimensional for the future. Though some traditional careers will remain, many will one day work in industries that don't yet exist. Predictions for future jobs include exotic positions such as memory augmentation surgeon, time broker, and weather modification enforcement officer. While we can't predict exactly what kind of job the graduate of 2030 can expect, we can begin to think about what kind of education will serve them best. Thought leaders suggest that the most important education will involve learning how to learn and how to adapt to suit a fast-changing workplace. Is there a way to release students from the factory model of education into a flexible learning environment that keeps them agile and creative? The urgent question is, how do we create a learning experience that equips them for the opportunities 2030 will bring?